Barbosa.
Hello, my name is Denise. I'm calling for an opinion research and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation. First of all, that you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Am I speaking with Raul?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, sir. I would like to ask you a few questions. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote this election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote, will probably vote, or the chances are 50-50?
About 200% that I'm going. I always go to every voting.
Thank you so much. In what year were you born, sir?
1978.
Thank you so much. Edward, I'm sorry that I have to ask you this. What is your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you so much. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And thinking about elections in November, if elections for a state senate were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
It depends who it is.
Thank you so much. Well, if the elections were held today and you have to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
For?
I'm sorry?
That would be for what? For anything or?
Yes.
For president?
For anything.
For anything, Republican.
Okay, thank you. I would like you to raise your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. And use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Morgan La Mancia.
Probably one.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz, about a 50.
Thank you. Greg Abbott?
100.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa?
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you so much. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job of Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job of Morgan La Mancia is doing as state senator?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrats, you'd call in Alred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Republican Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Republican Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Mayra Flores, for whom would you vote?
Republican Mayra Flores.
Thank you so much. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan La Mancia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Republican Adam Hinojosa.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be, not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor in Texas State Legislature. Okay, supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
Strongly.
So it will be a high priority.
High priority, yes.
Thank you. Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women.
Somewhat.
It will be medium priority.
Medium priority.
Thank you. Supporting public schools.
Medium priority.
Thank you. Securing the border.
High priority.
Thank you. Ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare.
Hold on.